Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here, 995 QIK. Good morning, Lana. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing? Happy Monday.
Yes, to you as well. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Hung out with you for a little bit.
We did?
Yes, on Saturday.
Oh, that's right, on Saturday. I was like,
really?
What? Yeah, we did hang out.
He cherishes the time that we had together, we did really, obviously.
I was thinking of the event. I was thinking of the event that we had, which was really good. It was a 9-11 ceremony with Hillsborough County Sheriff. Kevin, there was something that happened there that we were going to talk about a little bit later.
Oh, I can't wait.
It was fantastic.
Now it's all coming back to me.
Uh-oh. That reaction means it could be really good.
Let's do it at 8:20.
All right.
8:20, we will talk about this. It was...
Making mounds out of molehills.
What?
Excuse me. Excuse me. You know, I know, and I also got other people's opinions, and they go, what happened there? So, 8:20. All right, but it was a really cool event, and the ranch run, it was just so cool in Temple Terrace.
Yeah.
And it was great to be a part of, so it was really fun.
Yeah, that was nice.
Anyway, let's just put it this way. It had to do with the sheriff of Hillsborough County.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all we're going to say. All right. 8:20.
Oh, boy.
We'll talk about that.
Lana.
Awesome. Oh, he's making it more of a big deal than what it was.
Lana, it's called a tease in the business, all right? So it was a big deal, and it was funny, and we'll talk about it at 8:20.
Oh, boy.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, though, we are giving away some cash.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. We've got $500, your chance to win 7 times today.
Yes, we're going to give you a keyword at 8 o'clock. It'll be worth $500, like Lana said. We want to pay for your fun in 21. Let's kick the day off, though, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. You may be a little sluggish in the car right now. Just, oh, man, Monday, here we go. But what are you doing up right now? Hit us up. We'll get you on there. We'll wake you up. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Let's roll. Here's Justin Moore. We didn't have much on 995 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995-QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. Tank's on the phone. Tank, where you at?
Right now, I'm in Pinellas Park, headed into St. Pete for work.
All right, Tank, what do you do for work?
Pools.
You do pools. Nice.
Yeah.
Busy for time of year for you.
Oh, yeah. It's slammed where we are. Everybody's out there.
Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah. Yep, worked all weekend long.
Wow. Very nice, man. Well, we appreciate you having us on. You have a great day, okay?
Hey, you too, buddy.
All right, see ya.
Bye, Tank.
Bye, Tank.
Did you ever think you'd ever say that? The guy's name is Tank. That is awesome.
Bye, Tank.
See you later, Tank. We'll see you out there. Good dude. All right, Bolt's Brew Fest tickets. Yep, we'll tell you about it, and we'll get you into it next with Secret Celebrity on 995 QIK. Lady A, like a lady, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. We're playing Secret Celebrity right now.
Yeah, and we've got something really cool for you. The Tampa Bay Bolts, so the Bolt Fest at Amalie Arena this Friday. It's like a 3-hour event that's going to offer all these craft beers from like all these different local breweries. They got games. Thunderbug's going to be out there getting everybody excited for the upcoming season. And we've got 2 passes for you to get in, which is unlimited beer sampling. But you got to tell us who is the secret celebrity.
All right, let's get you into the Bolts Brew Fest right now.
Hey, y'all know some beer never broke my heart. If you know it, I want y'all to sing it with me, all right?
This guy went to his alumni, Appalachian State, and went to a little pregame speech for the boys. And as he took on Miami this past weekend and sang his song, Cold Beer Never Broke My Heart. Now, you should know who that is, but it's pretty cool that he went back and they got him fired up.
Yeah, got the team all fired up for the game. He's, you know, he's just one of those guys when it rains, it pours, you know? I mean,
absolutely.
He just does so much good.
Yeah, came in like a hurricane onto the scene of country music as well.
But it was really cool to see everybody in the locker room. It was just beautiful, crazy.
Yeah, I felt that way too.
You know, they're all better together.
Yes, Lana, they are. That's the way the team works.
All right, who could it be? 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. You got one more?
Well, they didn't win. They were just one number away.
Oh!
Come on.
Well done. It's actually 2 points. 800-992-1099. Who is our secret celebrity? All right, Catherine is in Tampa playing secret celebrity with us. Catherine, who is our secret celebrity?
Hey, y'all know some beer never broke my heart. Yeah! If you know it, I want y'all to sing it with me, all right?
Luke Combs. Getting his alumni fired up before the game at Appalachian State, singing Beer Never Broke My Heart. So congratulations. We're going to hook you up with something pretty cool. It's the Bolts Brew Fest happening on Friday. So we'll get you into this.
Awesome. That sounds great. Thank you very much.
You got it. Hang on for me, okay?
Okay, sure.
Coming up next, we're going to tell you how to win $500 seven times today. We want to pay for your fun in 21. Details after Luke Bryan waves on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. How about a little money in your pocket today? $500. How about that?
Yeah, this is a great way to start off your week with an extra $500 and seven times a day. We're going to give you a chance to win. So it starts at 8 a.m. Then you'll have another chance at 10, 12, 2, 4, 6, and 8 o'clock. Really easy. Just listen for that keyword. You enter it in on your phone, or you can put it in on the app or online, and you can score $500.
So there you go. So we'll give you a chance to do that coming up at 8 o'clock. We will give you that keyword. We want you to text it in and make sure you get yourself paid on 995 QYK. Mm-hmm. All right. Kevin, $500. First thing that comes to mind of what you would buy?
Bucks tickets.
Yep. And they're going to cost you that.
Oh, yeah, they will.
That may be half the game. You get to pay more right there, by the way.
Worth it.
Lana, what comes to mind?
Oh, you know, I'd probably just go shopping or, you know, maybe inject it into my face or something.
So. Oh, my God.
Inject it in your face.
How about you? What would you do with $500?
I'd like to say I'd be responsible with it, but I don't know. I'd probably go on a little trip. Maybe a little plane ticket somewhere.
A little vacation.
Might be fun.
Yeah, there you go. I love it.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens coming up. We obviously can't play, but you can play.
Yes.
So coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll give you that keyword to win that cash. So get ready for that at 8 o'clock. I'd like to hook you up on this. It would be a great time. All right, here we go. Jameson Rogers right now. It's called Some Girls on 99.5 QYK. 8 o'clock. Remember, we're getting you paid. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. All right, coming up next, we're going to give you an I Feel Good story. This happened at the Miami Appalachian State football game on Saturday. Pretty heroic people in the stands. I'll tell you all about it next on 99.5 QYK. And I feel good story. A scary situation, though, at the Miami Hurricanes Appalachian State game on Saturday. Very patriotic game. A lot of people had American flags, and thank God they did, because there was a cat that was miraculously in the stadium, which, by the way, no one knows still why the cat was in there.
But what was crazy, though, is not only there was a cat in the stadium, but it was dangling.
From the top deck of the stadium, it was hanging. And it was kind of like on the catwalk of the stadium. And then it kind of fell down. And then it was holding onto a wire like it was in a Mission Impossible movie.
Right, with two paws and then just one paw. And then the inevitable.
Yes.
It fell.
People are looking at this. And this is like audio from Twitter and people doing their phones. It keeps getting like falling down a little bit farther, falling down a little farther until it finally lets go. Here's what it sounded like as people were kind of gasping. And if you hear cheers at the end, because a couple used their American flag to catch this cat as it was falling. They were holding it out from side to side.
Yeah.
They kind of broke its fall. It didn't completely go right into the flag.
But at least they broke it. They caught it, though.
They broke the flag, and then people next to it caught it. And here's the people who caught it, what they had to say about this.
My wife takes the U.S. flag with us to all of our football games, and we normally zip tie it to the handrail. And so we snatched it off the handrail and used it to break the cat's fall. It was good to save the cat. The students were obviously very passionate about it, and you could tell that because, like, after the cat fell, They were quick to snatch it up. They didn't care that they got bitten or scratched or anything.
Yeah, so think about it like the old movies where you see people in a fire jumping out of like a window and the fire department having one of those like little trampoline things
sure,
to catch
yeah.
them. That type of thing
it's kinda
was
like
happening
that.
With the cat. That was the idea
right.
of it. And somebody, by the way, this video, now that the cat's okay, people have been posting videos because the guy who grabs the cat finally off the ground holds it up like Simba
yeah.
in Lion King. And someone added a circle to life or a circle of life music to it. And it was
perfect.
Fantastic. But the good news is
the cat
is okay.
Yep.
And everything is going to be all right with the cat. But still, people haven't figured it out. But Miami Hurricanes coach, they said, hey, man, if we can get that cat on offense, I'd give him a scholarship right now because he was very limber and did his thing. So,
but you got to check out this video. We've got it up on our website, 995QIK.com, and on our Facebook page. But it's amazing that they caught this cat and they were able to grab it and hold it up like that.
And so when you see the cat, it's kind of because, you know, they say that cat always land on their feet.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, the way the cat did is like it spread its body out. So mm-hmm. it kind of like resisted the air as it was going down, trying to slow its fall down.
Right.
Pretty amazing just to watch the cat. Ooh. But it was kind of scary. And you felt bad for the cat, but happy. Ending and these students were going nuts. They said that players were looking at like, what's going on in the stands
yeah.
right now? I mean, can you be more American than that? Saving a cat with an American flag. So very good story. And like Lana said, it's on our Facebook page right now.
Yeah,
coming
check
up,
it out.
Honoring our military. It was a big weekend for that last weekend and our first responders. But we're going to do it again today, 7:05. We're going to honor a military member in our community on 995 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's morning crew want to honor and thank those who protect and serve our country. Time now for Military Monday on 99.5 QYK.
We're talking to Stephanie today for Military Monday. Good morning, Stephanie. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
We are doing great. We're so glad you reached out to us for Military Monday, and we get to honor your fiancé, Andrew. Is that right?
Yes, that's him.
All right, that's him. Okay, just making sure. Well, tell us about Andrew. Where does he serve? What branch does he serve in? What is his rank? All that stuff.
Andrew is Sergeant Andrew Giddens of the U.S. Army,
okay.
25C radio operator and maintainer.
Okay.
He was in the Army from 2004 to 2013, and he did two tours in Iraq, a stay in South Korea, and he was based in Texas and in Georgia.
Wow. And tell me about how you guys met.
Over the internet, I think, like a lot of millennials these days.
Sure. Absolutely. Now, was this before or after his service?
It was after. He was pretty much just leaving the military at the time.
Okay. And tell me about Andrew as just a guy, like post-military, what's he like? And, you know, you get to know him on a more personal basis than we do. So tell us about Andrew outside the uniform.
Well, he's very kind and very funny. He's a very genuine person, and my whole family loves him, obviously.
Good.
He is super funny. He loves Spider-Man. It's his favorite, so he's a little bit nerdy. He's an electrician by day, so he is very hands-on, and he loves working with his hands.
I love that. Does he have multiple generations of military, or was this just him wanting to do this on his own?
He actually had been leaving high school, and two friends, were talking about going to the recruiter and just kind of thinking about joining. And when he walked in, he was like, yep, I'm doing this. And he signed up that day.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome. And we're so thankful for his service. You know, as you think back to Andrew, like, what do you think made him such a great service member for us?
He's very determined, and he likes to put other people before him all the time on his own. So as a service member, he just wants to do what's right, and he wants to protect those around him.
Well, he sounds like a true patriot for sure. Well, listen, when's the wedding, by the way? What's happening?
It's next year. It's in November of next year.
All right, cool. We'll be waiting for our invite for sure, all right?
All right, thank you.
Well, listen, Stephanie, a small token of our appreciation. I just give our love and our thanks to Andrew for his service, but we'd like to give you guys a $50 gift card to PDQ and also a $100 Visa gift card from our friends at T-Mobile for maybe something for the wedding or maybe just a night out, whatever. A small token of our appreciation for everything that Andrew's done.
Wow, thank you so much. He'll be so excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for your time, Stephanie. All right, if you want to honor someone for Military Monday or First Responder Friday, you totally can. Just go to 995QYK.com. We'd love to honor them here on our show. Coming up, brand new 715 Second Date Update.
Time now for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise 715 Second Date Update.
Starting the week off with a brand new 715 Second Date Update. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for having us on. All right, Allie's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Allie. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Might be better after we get some answers.
Well, we're going to try to help you out right now. You mentioned a guy named Brandon in your Facebook message. Tell us about Brandon.
Yeah. So I met Brandon just last week. I actually went to a show at Janice Live.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was in the band. And afterwards, you know, the band came out and actually started talking to them and talking to him. And from what I thought, I mean, we had a good conversation and, you know, we hung out after. We went and, you know, got a couple drinks. And we had talked about actually going on like a real date, you know, just the two of us, exchanged info. And then I just never heard anything about it.
Mm. Okay, well, kind of an interesting way that you guys met. I mean, the fact that you were just at a show and then he came out and talked to, or the band came out and talked to the crowd. That's kind of cool. Yeah. You said you guys went and got a couple of drinks. Is that more of a one-on-one thing?
No, that was, I was with my friends and, you know, a couple of other people in the band came.
Gotcha.
So it was like a group thing. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we were saying, like, it was just, you know, just the two of us were going to go out one-on-one.
Okay.
You know,
okay, now,
this weekend.
Did he really seem like he was really, like, authentic and interested in you, or is this something he was just trying to say for the night?
I mean, I don't know for sure, but I got the vibe that it sounded like we were actually going to go out. Like, it was his idea.
Okay.
You know, kind of at the end of the night, like, he didn't try to take me home or anything.
That's
he
what
said,
I was
like,
kind
of hey,
getting.
Get, you know, your number or your Instagram or something so we can go out next week. And so I said, sure. And I gave him my number, but then, yeah, like, never heard anything past that.
Hmm. All righty. Well, listen, I'm very intrigued by this. I'm intrigued by the way you guys met. Let's do this. We're going to try to call Brandon for you. Can you hang on for me?
Sure.
All right, Allie, hang on. Very interested in this one right now. 715, Second Date Update, trying to help out Allie this morning on 99.5 QIK. Kevin, first impressions of Allie.
Allie, they met at Janice Live. She went for a show, mm-hmm. and he is in the band, and kind of met him that way, and then they had some drinks with some friends while there, and but exchange numbers, hasn't heard back from him yet, but I love the way they met, because that's, you know, going to a show, you don't expect that to happen, but
right.
it happened.
Especially the guy in the band.
Right, and it happened for Allie, and, but why is he not calling her back?
And I asked her, did it really seem like he really wanted to go out with you, or
right.
was he maybe looking for something to do later that night? And she said, no, it seemed genuine that he actually wanted to take me out. So
you were pretty direct about that, Lana.
Yeah. So I wanted to get to the answer.
All right. Well, we don't know what's going on now, so let's see if we can get a hold of Brandon.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Brandon?
Yeah.
Hey, Brandon, sorry to bother you this morning. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK. How you doing?
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm doing good.
Okay, man. well, I'm glad you're doing well. Hey, we heard that you played a show not too long ago with your band over at Janice Live. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you be okay talking to us on the air for a minute? We actually wanted to ask you a little bit about that show. Would that be all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool, man. Appreciate it. So we found out that after the show, you got to talking to some group of people, and one person in particular, a girl named Allie, and she said that you guys hung out, and then kind of the band and her, some of her friends, you guys went and got some drinks after the show, and you guys exchanged numbers, and I guess she's really into you, man, and you actually, her words were that it was your idea to maybe go on another date, just you and her, and you haven't been returning any of her texts as she's been trying to set something up with you, and she kind of wants to know what's going on. So what's the deal? Do you remember Allie?
Allie was nice. I don't date groupies.
Groupies?
Groupies?
Yeah, groupies. Groupies. Mm-hmm. Go to shows and try to hang out with bands, and I don't date groupies. You know, no offense, she seemed nice, but
no offense. I didn't, when we talked to her, she didn't really sound like a groupie.
She
actually sounded like she was like really into you, and thought you were a nice guy, and it kind of happened organically in her mind. I don't think she went there looking to talk to the band. What gave you that vibe?
I don't know, she seemed really excited about the show and everything, and I don't know, I just got kind of a groovy vibe. I've been around a groupie or two in my life, and I that's the vibe I got.
Well, why did you ask for her phone number then and tell her that you're going to take her out?
You know how it is.
That's
gotta
the road
get
he's
to know
going
each
down.
Other,
told you.
So you had no real interest in going on a one-on-one date with her?
I mean, not really. You know what I mean? Not really.
Okay.
No,
all right. Well, after that very thorough answer, we actually have Allie on the phone with us, Brandon. I like to bring her back in. She's heard what she had to say. That's how we got your number. Allie?
Yeah. Hi.
I'll just let you respond to Brandon.
Yeah. So first of all, don't appreciate being called a groupie, especially because I had never heard of your band before the night I went to go see you. It's not like I'm some big fan. My friend said, hey, right, there's a free concert.
You seem so excited
Janice,
to see
you want to go?
Well, hold on, Brandon. Let Allie talk for a second. Go ahead, Allie.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool that you're in a band and, you're pursuing your dreams and all. But, I mean, you told me that right now you work at a restaurant and you don't make any money from the band. It's not like you're a recognizable, band that's touring. Like, you play local gigs kind of for fun, and that's cool, but that's not why I was interested.
We play local gigs for now. For now.
Right.
Well, you gotta start somewhere. I get
that's
it.
Right.
No, I agree. I mean, I get it. I know it. Like, one in a million chance that you make it big or whatever. But I I never even heard of your band. I don't even really go to concerts very often. My friend just said, hey, there's a free thing going on. Do you want to go? And I went and I met you and I thought you were cool. I am not trying to follow your band around or something or, get with you for clout. Because, no offense, but nobody knows who you are.
Brandon,
that's just your opinion.
Well, Brandon, I mean, you hear what she's saying. It doesn't sound like she, that doesn't really sound like a groupie to me. I mean, now that you hear
that
her intentions are
upon retrospect, I mean, yeah, sure, maybe it, I don't know, maybe we can go out or something.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Okay. Honestly, at this point, I'm not interested anymore. That is, I don't know. That was so rude. That's not what I was expecting at all. I don't know what I was expecting, but not that. It's just, I actually don't think you're somebody I'd be interested in. If I'm being honest, you're a little full of yourself, and it's not attractive.
Wow, this took a 180.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brandon, I think you kind of misjudged this situation, and it might have cost you.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, whoops.
All right.
I don't think he really cares.
Yeah. Well, listen, Brandon, I appreciate you coming on with us. I wish your band luck. I hope you guys do great. And Allie, you got some answers. You feel good? You feel better now about knowing what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, I'm disappointed. I guess it didn't work out differently, but yeah, I'd much.
I don't really
here's
think
the good
you should
news.
Be. I don't think you should be disappointed.
He is, and just not stress about it anymore. So yeah, I know what happened. I feel better.
Okay. Well, listen. You have his number. and he has yours. If you guys decide to do something different in the future, there you go. You got it. But I'm glad we got you some answers, Allie. I wish you luck, and thanks for coming on with us. And thank you again, Brandon.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Take care, guys. Appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Luke Combs, Cold As You, heard it first right here on 995-QYK. All right, talking about our 715 second date update right now between Brandon and Allie. Allie reached out to us, very excited. She met Brandon at Janice Live. Apparently, Brandon was in the band that was playing, and they got to talking afterwards, and, you know, both groups of friends there in the band were hanging out. They went to grabbed a couple cocktails around the corner there. And she thought, hey, he's a nice guy. And they exchanged numbers. Allie called him up, didn't hear anything from him. So we got Brandon on the phone, and he called her a groupie.
Yeah, which I think was very nice. I mean, it didn't seem like that at all on Allie's part. She seemed really nice, and she actually really, like, wanted to go out with him again.
Yeah, so. She was like, I didn't know your band. My friend invited me.
Yeah, she wasn't there. Yeah, she wasn't there to see the band or... whatever. She's like, I don't even know who you were. It was just a night out with friends, and I happened to meet you, and here we are.
Yeah, and what's great, too, is at the end of it, he goes, well, I guess maybe I read the situation wrong. Would you want to go back out? Yeah. She's like, no, you just called me a groupie for the last 5 minutes, so I'm good on that.
On the radio.
Right. All right, getting your responses right now. We got Greg and Wesley Chapel. What do you think, man?
I think she just dodged the bullet.
Yeah.
I
think we're thinking the same thing.
Run, Allie, run.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he just seemed really full of himself.
Yeah, he did.
And I mean, who even uses the term groupie anymore, really?
Well, I mean, if you are a groupie, I guess you could use it, but...
mid-50 hippies? I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Greg, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Yeah, he was just completely off, you know, with what he was judging her as a groupie.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who uses the word groupie anymore. I know they exist still.
Did.
Seen them. Definitely seen him.
Back in the day.
All right, coming up next, we're going to tell you how to win $500 from us on 99.5 QYK. Scotty McCreary, U Time, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. About that time for you to win some money here on 99.5 QYK.
That's right. Just coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to give you...
No, it's at 8 o'clock. It's not just after. It's on the money.
On the money at 8 o'clock. We're going to give you a keyword, and all you need to do is just enter that into our website. You can do it if you're working from home and you're listening to us online. You can do it right there. You can do it right on the app. Just download that. Or you can text it on in, and you could score $500. Now, if you do it on the app or online, that also goes in for a chance at $10,000.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So get ready for that keyword. Are you okay, Lana?
I'm okay. That was just my headphones.
Just hitting your head microphone. Excited she just headbutted the microphone.
I'm so excited.
Do one more time, Lana. Do one more time. Get excited. She's concussed. All right, coming up, 8 o'clock, we'll give you a keyword. Can't make this stuff up. We'll give you a keyword worth $500 on QYK.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, congratulations to Jameson Rogers and Sarah. They officially are married. They exchanged vows on September 5th in Spring Hill, Texas. You can check out a bunch of their pictures in People magazine. They said they're going to do their honeymoon later in Mexico. Just not right now. If you didn't see it, Carrie Underwood did share the video of her new Sunday Night Football opening. So if you don't have a chance to check it out online, you can probably... if you didn't have a chance to check it out last night, you can check it out online, 995QIK.com. Old Dominion, they were in town over the weekend. They played at Country Thunder, and they talked about, you know, going on this long break and what it's finally like to be back on stage.
You know, it's been amazing being back on the road. And one of the weird things is we just kind of fell right back into the routine. You know, there was the first moment of walking back on stage of that first show was incredible. It was overwhelming. It was emotional. And then after that, we kind of settled into our thing, and now we're doing what we love to do, so it's been awesome to be back.
And they've got a new album coming out on October 8th. It is called Time, Tequila, and Therapy. And speaking of new albums, Zac Brown, they are getting ready to drop their new album called The Comeback. That'll be on October 15th, and they say that everybody kind of needs a little comeback after the last year and a half.
We've got a new record that's coming out. It's called The Comeback, because I feel like this has been the weirdest year in my life for sure. But I think getting to go out and see live bands again, that's the name of our tour, is The Comeback. But I know there's a comeback for everyone.
And Luke Bryan was in Wisconsin over the weekend. You know, this guy, he has won Grammys. He has been Entertainer of the Year. But I think this is the highest honor that Luke Bryan has ever received. Definitely the tastiest. Farmland created a bust of him made out of bacon.
Ooh,
it's a two, nice. Listen, it's a 2-foot-tall, 50-pound bacon sculpture. It was
50 pounds?
50 pounds. Wow. Literally, I mean, you have got to see this picture. I mean, they literally made Luke Bryan out of bacon, and they presented it to him last week in Marshall, Wisconsin, when he was out on his farm tour. It's excellent. I love it. That must have taken a lot of time to do, by the way. And finally, Luke Combs, if you didn't see the video, for this is awesome. He went to his college in Ashford, North Carolina. What is it?
Appalachian State.
Appalachian State.
In Boone, North Carolina.
In Boone. And after the football team beat Charlotte, he went into the locker room. And
East Carolina.
Them too. And anyway, he went into the locker room.
By the way, have you read the story?
he went into the locker room and he had some fun with the football
this
players.
It's like a game of telephone right now for crying out loud.
Hey, y'all know some beer never broke my heart. Yeah. Yeah.
If you know it. I want y'all to sing it with me, all right?
Where did that happen again?
Appalachian State.
Appalachian.
Him State University after they beat East Carolina.
Yes. And what city is that college
Boone.
In? Boone, North Carolina. Boone.
Anyway, so Luke Bryan walking in to congratulate
yeah,
those
guys. Luke Combs, but that's fine.
Luke, oh, really? Oh, my gosh. That's your music minute, and I'm done.
Take a walk, Lana. Cool off a little bit. All right. Speaking of cooling off, we hosted a 9/11 event. Something very strange happened. 6 minutes away, I'll tell you about Lana. Well, it was a very moving and special event on Saturday at Temple Terrace Elementary School for the Ranch Run, brought to you by Hillsborough County Sheriff Department. We were out there, Lana and I. It was a great way to honor our country and the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And it was just, it was good. It was good to meet a lot of people that were there. Everybody that was involved, the sponsors and all that were just really, really good. I really had a great time. I'm glad we went out there and were able to honor in our way.
I was just so proud of all the people that were running. They did like a 5K, a 10K, a 15K. There was young kids in the races. There were a ton of dogs that were in doing the race as well. And so many people got up super early to get their day started. But it was good. There was a lot of people from the community that were there.
Yeah. And also the cadets, when they ran, you know, full, you know, in formation and whatnot, carrying a flag. That was just, it was really touching to see them come by. And they had
big
four-story American flag. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. Yeah, it was a really nice event. I was happy to be there and help out.
Well, Sheriff Cronister was out there, which
was
really cool, and he spoke a few words, and it was really neat. They had some really good organizations. I'm going to cough again. Hold on. Sorry.
Live radio.
It's fine. It happens. All right, so here's what happens.
Okay.
The race is over.
Yeah.
I go, let's get a picture with the sheriff. This is great. He is taking pictures with other people. Lana goes, no, we shouldn't bother him. And I could see Lana kind of backing away from me as we're like right by the stage where he is. I go, let's take it. This would be great. We'll take a picture and, you know, we'll post it on the Instagram and for 99.5 QYK, and it'll be great. I mean, he's a nice guy, and you go, well, you haven't talked to, he has like, cause he has like people with him that help his press. I wouldn't really call them handlers, but he has like people that are around him the whole time.
Right.
And security as well. Well, I don't want to get involved in that. I don't know if we should. And I starts freaking out. Now there's something you need to know about Lana. Lana will talk to your 90-year-old grandmother. She'll talk to your 5-year-old child, and she will talk to your animal. No problem about it. She could talk to anybody.
Yep.
For whatever reason, she clams up and gets starstruck by Sheriff Chad Chronister. You absolutely did. You're going to tell me that you didn't back away? Like you're like, well, we probably shouldn't bother him. You didn't say that to me.
Well, I didn't want to bother him. He was looked like he was very busy. So
it was a community event as he was walking around taking pictures with people.
That's you're allowed.
Okay, so then we finally did. Yeah.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. So this is on our Instagram. You can check it out for yourself. I'd like you, Kevin, to look at the photo I sent you and notice that. Sheriff Chronister and I are close to each other.
Yeah, he's got arm around the back of you. You have your arm around the back of him. And
for whatever reason, Lana's out in the distance.
Yeah, and his arm is not around you.
I was trying to be COVID friendly.
Oh, now you are.
I was, honestly, because I figured, I'm like, if we're getting a picture with Sheriff Chronister, we probably shouldn't be like all wrapped up in him. I was just trying to be politically correct because of
It's the first time in your life you've ever tried to do that.
I don't know.
So, well, anyway, he had been taking pictures with other people, and there wasn't, you're taking photos, people weren't socially distanced and all that stuff. So, anyway, he felt like it was safe. I took a picture with him. Now I'm sending Kevin two more pictures. I was literally able to crop Lana out of the photo. That's how far away she was standing from the rest of us.
You totally.
It looks like Lana is by herself.
My arm straight down.
Yeah.
It's she's awkward looking.
It's really awkward.
The picture, it's on our Instagram. I don't care.
Well, I don't even care, but it was like she totally clammed up. And I posted it and said, thank you so much for having us out and whatever. And he started. Isn't that great?
It looks awkward. I understand what you're saying.
He's trying to be like. Okay, so then he's trying to do the right thing.
So then he thanks us for coming out, and he thanks us. And he's, by the way, he's thanking the radio station being out there. I don't want to make it about us,
of course.
So he's thanking the radio station for coming out there. And by the way, I got to shout out our promo crew.
Oh, they were awesome, so on
fire, giving waters out as people came across the finish line. It was so cool. So it was really good. But the best thing was Lana then finally comes up and we talked to him afterwards. Like, hey, this is great to have us out. I've never met this guy. Lana has friends that know this guy.
Right.
All right.
Well, I have a lot of people that work for Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, so here we go. So are we able to mention the person that we know all well that works for him?
Well, yeah, Paul.
Okay, I just want to make sure that was okay to say. I just want to make sure that was okay to say. So, nothing really comes out of Lana's mouth. She kind of just is sitting there like, oh, yeah, nodding her head.
And then
she goes, my boyfriend's on your SWAT team. Like,
Oh my gosh, Cher.
Spurts out of her mouth.
This is so ridiculous.
It's absolutely true. Oh, yeah, my boyfriend's on your SWAT team. And I was like, oh, okay, it was out of context.
It was
out of nowhere.
That is not how that went down.
We were talking about
the dogs. There was a dog there that is brand new on the force. And we started talking about some of the dogs. I said, yes, I know. I said, I'm a big fan of all of your canines. I said, I give a chance to meet some of them because my boyfriend also is on your SWAT team.
So, I got you.
And then I started rattling off of some of the names of the dogs that I've met and how I love that and how I was excited to meet the dog here.
That's the best part.
That conversation went.
Okay. That's not how it went at all. But anyway, what are you saying, Lana?
No, it was a great event, and I'm happy that we were out there. And I really don't want to make it about what happened
but it was
a really good event, and I'm glad that we were there.
It was a funny interaction, for sure. So it was hilarious. I was cracking up, but you got to definitely check it out on our Instagram. But Lana, it was okay. You did great, and like you said, it was a great event. The picture is
funny. Check it out. It's on our Instagram, but yeah, it is funny.
All right, coming up next, we got an I Feel Good story for you. I feel good. I feel good story for you right now, 995 QIK. Lana, what you got?
Well, this one is right here in Tampa. Let's give it up for the people, the employees at Power Home Remodeling. They showed out Sunday for some kickball with a purpose. This year's event took place at Gadsden Park, and they hosted a tournament as part of the company's annual fundraising effort for Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. It's a nonprofit dedicating to finding cures for various forms of childhood cancer. And as we all know, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So this group of employees, Power Home Remodeling, just doing their part to help raise money. And the group already has raised $935,000. So
$935,000.
Wow. My goodness.
So Power Home Remodeling, our hats off to you for all the good work that you are doing for the Childhood Cancer Awareness.
There you go. All right, that's your I Feel Good story. And coming up next, we're giving away $500.
Pay for your fun in 21. Another cash winner.
We're giving away $500 seven times a day. Want to pay for your fun in 21. Carl got hooked up.
Awesome. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Another $500 coming up with a keyword at 10 o'clock. Next, we got your 910 trending in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, J.R. Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 23-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
USF graduate.
Go Bulls. But thank you, Mike, for the beer during the game. It made it worth it, so thank you so much.
Kevin Ebel has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
All right, well, the Florida State Fair, it happens in February every year. So you're going, oh, why are you mentioning the Florida State Fair? It's only September, so... Fair starts February 10th through the 21st over at the Florida State Fairgrounds, but they're having $5 admission tickets on sale today at 10 a.m. Now, this is while supplies last. So go to the Florida State Fair website. You can buy them there, but again, when they're gone, they're gone. There you go.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, that's a fantastic deal for the Florida State Fair. There's a job fair today. It's called the Tampa Bay Job and Career Fair. It's happening at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at the St. Petersburg Coliseum. That's on 4th Avenue North in St. Pete. They're going to have face-to-face meetings with hiring managers from entry-level to management positions, sales, healthcare, financial, transportation, customer service, IT, security, and education will be the jobs for you. Parking admission to the job fair, both free. I-75 and State Road 56, they're having what they're calling a diverging diamond, and they've been working on it for a long time. Well, since the beginning of the summer, they haven't been doing work on it. Long story, I won't get into it. It's with a former construction company. They closed their doors. They found a new construction company. So the work will resume this week. So if you take that area, I-75 and State Road 56, just know work is going to get back underway this coming week. And finally, your first place Tampa Bay Rays announced that the remainder of their home games, the starting price for tickets will be $10.
Nice.
Wow.
So they have three remaining homestands left. The Detroit Tigers from the 16th through the 19th, the Blue Jays the 20th through the 22nd, and the Marlins 24th through the 26th. They're also going to have great deals on some concessions, $5 Bud and Bud Lights, $4 Coca-Cola, and $5 popcorn and candy. So $10 tickets and all that stuff. So head out to the Rays game for their remaining three homestands. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Let the dogs out.
Mutt Monday brought to you by your friends at Suncoast Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, conveniently located in Seminole, your Ram truck headquarters. Today we're talking about Malcolm, who will always be in the middle of all the fun. This happy, sweet shepherd mix is a joy to walk, loves people, and is always ready to play with a squeaky toy.
He's a really, really good-looking dog. He is just 2 years old. He weighs 72 pounds, and you must own your own home to adopt this beautiful boy. And if you want to find out more information about him or check out a picture, you can just go to the Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete or online at petpalanimalshelter.com.
We'll also have a video of him up on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. It's Malcolm at the Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. That is your Mutt Monday. Old Dominion, I was on a boat that day. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. All right, Lana, what was your highlight of the show?
Well, money, of course. We are giving away $500 starting today. You've got seven chances to win $500, and we can all use some extra money. So, personally, I think that's the best thing on the show right now, because you'll have another chance coming up to win at 10 o'clock with Keith. Like, perfect. Literally, coming up.
All right, what do you got, Kevin?
Our second date update this morning was between Allie and Brandon. Allie went to Janus Live to go just check out a band. He was in the band. They had drinks while there, but then things got a little crazy. And if you'd like to know what happened, it's on our Facebook and Instagram page. It's a pretty good one this morning.
Mm-hmm. All right, awesome. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.